setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome. You are joining a conversation about you, specifically your purpose, what you were born to do. And we're going to look at the professional application of that because I can tell you that you were created to work. If I said you were created to contribute, that would even sound better because you know that you were created to make a difference in this world. I believe that you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed and you must do it. And I'm here to help you figure out what that is, or if you know what it is, figure out how to get there. Or if you know what it is and you know how to get there, but fear, finances, or family are holding you back, I'm here to help you overcome and break through. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. I would like to start off the show by giving you just some content that you can grow personally and professionally to lead to peak performance. And so I want to review some great content from the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, today. Four questions that every successful person must ask and answer, because it's really about getting the ticket that you want to the dance. I mean, how do I get qualified? That's why everybody thinks they got to go to college. Well, if I go to college, I'm going to get qualified. Now, that's just increasingly not true. It's college is an incomplete part of the qualification process. You're still going to have to get in and pay your dues. Okay. Does it help? Sure. Is it needed and required at times? Yes. But let's just go through the four qualifying questions to take what I believe is one of the most intimidating processes on this path to purpose. It's stage two in our seven stages to doing what you were born to do. It's called get qualified. So how do I do it? All right. Well, we answer these questions. First is the education question. What do I need to learn? What do I need to learn? Is it online certifications? Is it just an associate's degree? Does it require a four-year degree? Does it require graduate level learning? Very simple. What do I need to learn? That's the education question. They're all four E's. You ready? The second one is the experience question. What do I need to do? What experience do I need? That's going to help me see that the entry level is right here. Oh, it's here. This is where I've got to enter, get some basic experience here to then step up and into the role that you desire. So that's the experience question. What do I need to do? Third question is the economic question. How much is this going to cost me? How much is this going to cost me to learn and do? Those first two questions are going to reveal some things you got to do. And so when we look at cost, it's not just an outlay. It's like, well, I may have to make less money coming out of college, but now I'm going to get in. And then I begin to move up. So the economic question, the third question is, what is it going to cost me? Now that allows us to look at our financial realities. Based on your finances, you're going to have to save. Maybe you have to sell. You're going to have to sacrifice. And so all this is going to take time. The expectation question, how long will this journey take? And so the reason I came up with those four questions is because caller after caller on this show, it just feels so intimidating. And I get it. It's like looking at a massive mountain, knowing that's where you want to climb it, but you have zero idea how you'd actually get there. Absolutely clear, I want to climb that mountain. Zero idea how to get there. And so you'd have to come up with a plan. What's my expectations? And so those four questions, qualifying questions, will give you the answers that you need. And then with the answers, now you can build a plan. And when you have a plan to actually get up the mountain, it's less scary. Is it still a little bit scary? Absolutely. Does it have risks? Absolutely. But with a path, you go, okay, it can be scaled. I can do it. Now I have the courage to stay with it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's get to the phones. Robert joins us in San Bernardino, California. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
Yes, can Robert. Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm at a little bit of a crossroads here. I took the Get Clear career assessment.
Good.
I think it was pretty spot on.
Okay.
You know, with a lot of it, and okay. I just kind of really reaffirmed. I'm in the wrong role, wrong company, type of thing. So yep. I'm at a pivot point here to make a transition.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm kind of have a two-handed question with a curveball for
okay.
you.
Okay.
And so on the one hand here is, you know, do I chase the dream job, really looking for that right role and right company, or, you know, look to get into a location where I want to be, where I can be closer to family, you know, somewhere where I can set down some roots. You know, I want to get married, have family and kids here in the future sometimes. And I've been moving around the country, relocating the last few years, and haven't really been able to settle.
Well, this is not a crossroads to me. And I'm kind of sad that you feel that this is the crossroads that you're at, that this is a narrative in your head. Now, let me repeat to you what I think I heard, and then I'm going to give you a chance to respond and tell me, yeah, Ken, that's exactly how I feel, or maybe I should have said it differently. But this is what I heard. Ken, I'm at a crossroads. Do I chase my dream, or do I just settle down, have family, be around my family? That's what I heard. Did I hear it wrong?
It's more so... Yeah, you know, it's more so trying to do both at the same time.
Oh, no, that's right? Different, but that's not what you said. What you said was, I'm at a crossroads. I either choose the dream or I choose to settle. See, I'm going to take the word down out of that and settle. I'm going to just, you know, I'm just going to have an okay life. Now, what do you think I'm going to tell you to do?
You know, I'm not quite sure. You know, I'd say,
really?
You know, chase the dream job.
Really? Robert, I think you can have both. I think it's a false choice. You could, listen, you could settle down. Are you going to settle down in your dream, or are you just going to settle down in an average J-O-B? That's your choice. But being your
yeah.
family is not part of it. Like you go where you got to go, and we can go visit family. But again, you've created this false narrative, and I think it's because of fear or doubt. I'm not sure which one. So let's just discuss the dream. What's the dream job?
I am in the right industry. You know, I guess my
what's the dream job?
So it's really working with a small technology company, working on research and development, new product development,
awesome
design.
Awesome.
You know, I went to school for mechanical engineering.
Good.
Got my master's in engineering and technology management. So, you know, that's really where I'm wanting to focus on.
So go after it. Get in there, get on the ladder, or get the dream job. Then find yourself an awesome lady, and then start a family, and then let's see where things lead. If we can move and move up the ladder and then dictate to move closer to family, we can. But you haven't described to me some pie-in-the-sky dream that's based on nonsense. You took the Get Clear career assessment. You've got your purpose statement in front of you. Print it out. Slap it on your mirror. Put it on your closet wall. Look at it every day. Get after it, Robert. You have my permission. I think you called to say, should you go after it? And the answer is yes, or you're going to be an old man and be full of regret. If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited that you've joined us. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose, because you were created to contribute. And if you look at work as a four-letter word and as something that you just have to do to pay the bills, you've missed out on an entire piece of who you are. You were created to contribute. You were given talent. You were given passion. And you were given a sense of mission. And when those three elements are in alignment, you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. Folks, you want to figure out your purpose? I just gave it to you. That's the 50,000-foot view. You got to fill in the blanks. You can take the Get Clear Career Assessment at KenColeman.com. It'll fill out the purpose statement for you. But you're on purpose when you use what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter. You want to talk about income and impact, money and meaning? Come on. It's right here for you, folks. You think about how much time you spend at work in your life. And if you're not doing something that matters deeply to you, you aren't making a contribution that's worthwhile to you, you're going to get to the end of your journey and you're going to be full of regret. And there's no reason for it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's get to the phones. Houston, Texas. Ryan is there. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey,
That's Ken, right. It's Ken. There you Ryan. Go. I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Doing good. I've actually been in the fire and EMS industry for 10 years. And in doing so, I've actually gotten extremely burnt out, and I actually turned in my resignation letter today, serving my last 2 weeks to be able to officially transition into a supply chain and logistics role, in which I've received from a Fortune 500 company.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. My wife and I are debt-free. We were married, and we have a house. I'm just extremely, extremely nervous. The position is a very good opportunity to launch me and to propel me into my new and dream job. But the nerves are just going absolutely crazy.
Yeah. And is that largely because you've never done this kind of work before and you've only kind of done one thing for a very long time? Is that the driver of this?
Yeah, and I think that is the main thing. I think the other thing is just the fear of failure.
Yeah.
I don't want to let my wife down. I don't want to, you know, have to search for another job or anything.
And I get it.
I'm in a very, very secure position where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. And just so going to somewhere else where I'm not used to, and this is actually what I don't have my bachelor's degree yet, but I'm getting my bachelor's degree in supply chain management. So starting off there.
Okay, let's press pause. Thank you for sharing that. You're vulnerable with me, and I appreciate that. Let's just play this out. Let's just take your fear of failure, that you're going to go into this job and you're going to fail so miserably that they're going to fire you. Let's put that on the witness stand. You ever seen one of those good courtroom dramas?
Yeah.
All right. We're putting fear on the witness stand. Okay. We're just going to see if this fear is telling you the truth or if this fear is lying to you. Sometimes fear is telling us the truth and it protects us. Ken, don't put your face in the fire, because if you do, you will melt your face off. That's scary. Fear is telling me the truth there. Let's just see. What has to be true? Give me four things, I don't care. Quickly, top of mind. What has to be true for you to fail in this new job? Go.
I don't try hard. I don't show up. And I give little effort.
Okay. What are the chances that actually happens?
Zero.
Okay. It's not going to happen. I'm a dad of three. At least two of them, when they were younger, called out my name one night, and there was a sound in the room, and there was somebody in the room, or there was a monster, or there was something in the closet or under the bed. They were terrified. Terrified. Daddy! Oh, there's something to Daddy, come here. So I go in there. You know and I know there was nobody or nothing in that room. But we had to check it out. And that's what we just did. We know that there's no monster under the bed. We know that you are going to go in and give great effort. We know that you're going to show up day in and day out and put your best foot forward to learn, to grow from your mistakes, to get better at this, to dive in. You're super excited about it. We also know, Ryan, that they just hired you. They think you're qualified. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
So I don't care about the degree you're getting. Great if you want to get it, but they already hired you. So if you want to get that because it's going to qualify you for future promotions, go after it. But the reality is you must ask yourself every time fear just kind of crawls up on your shoulder, because he does it to me too, by the way. And he says, Ken, what if your book doesn't do well? Ken, what if the assessment doesn't help people? I mean, dude, I could go on and on and on. And then we've got to look at it and go, okay, fear, this isn't true. You're lying to me. Shut up. You know, that cartoon style. Shut up. You know, you got to get mad at this thing and go, what is wrong with it? You almost have to grab yourself and go, snap out of it, Ryan. You're not going to fail. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. So when those nerves pop up, that's it. You come up with what you want to say to yourself, but you remember this phone call, and I'm really glad you called, by the way. Because I'm all we did was walk through your greatest fear, and we went, oh, that's not going to happen. The chances of that happening are zero, you said. So then we have nothing to be afraid of. Ryan, congratulations. You just got a great job in supply chain management for a Fortune 500 company. Joe, can we cheer for Ryan a little bit so Ryan stops worrying? Yeah, I'm doing the happy dance for you, Ryan, right here. It's really ugly, by the way, because I'm a dad and I have no rhythm. But this is what we need to be doing. We need to be celebrating, not worrying. Celebrate. Somebody saw something in me. Like, these people aren't idiots. They interviewed Ryan and they said, I think Ryan is qualified. They interviewed Ryan and they said, I think Ryan's got the talent to do this. I think Ryan's a good choice. And Ryan, by the way, is all of us. We long for opportunity. We long for something. Stay with me, folks. You got to catch this. Don't miss what I'm about to tell you. We long for something so much. We put it up and we look at it and we desire it. And then we begin to go after it and we make progress. And we get to the point like Ryan has gotten to. It's right there. It's been given to him. The opportunity has been extended. And we reach out. Stay with me. Because this is all mental and emotional. We all deal with it. We reach out to take it. And before we take it, we go, oh. Am I going to drop it? Oh, gosh. It's so valuable. Because remember, we have longed for this. Think about it. There's so much value in this analogy right here. This is the equivalent of someone handing you a beautiful crystal something. And it's, oh, gosh. We're careful with something that's very valuable, aren't we? You ever held an antique that's super valuable? What do? It's like, oh, gosh. First time you hold a baby. I remember the first time somebody handed me a baby, I was like, and that's what happens. The precious nature of it, of the crystal or the baby, it's precious. It's valuable. It means so much. So what do? Oh gosh. Wait a second. You long for this. You prepared for it. You got it. Grab it. Grab it by the horns. You ever seen these rodeo cowboys? It's fantastic. I love when they rope these steers, right? And they hop down and they grab that thing and twist the neck. I mean, they're wrestling that sucker down. That's what we do with opportunity. Get off your horse. Get in the dirt. Grab it. Wrestle it down. Let's go. Don't be scared. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I am here to take your questions as we help you figure out what work you would love to do, figure out how to get there, figure out how to maximize it so that you are on purpose making the income and the impact that you long to make. One of the ways that you can do that is by going about getting hired the best way. And that is using the service of my friends at ZipRecruiter. They're the number one rated job site in the United States because of their amazing technology and matching component. It only takes you one click to create a profile. They begin immediately matching you up. They also give you updates, because one of the things that sucks about the hiring process is with all of the artificial intelligence and the software that companies are employing, we just recently saw an article and shared it on the show that experts are saying that as many as 10 million qualified candidates never even got their resume seen last year. And I'm not surprised. I'll bet the number's actually higher. Well, that doesn't happen when you use ZipRecruiter. One click and they begin to shop your profile to companies who have positions that match up with your resume and what you're looking for. They also give you updates every time your profile has been viewed, liked by a company, and even when your information has been requested by the company and the company contacts you directly. And oh, by the way, it's all free. None of this costs you a dime. I don't know why you wouldn't add ZipRecruiter to your strategy on getting hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's where you need to go. It's the easy way, the best way to get hired. All right, let's go to the phones. Rachel joins us in Louisville, Kentucky. Rachel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Rachel. What are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm not quite living the dream.
All right. We're working on it. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm a recent college grad. I graduated in May, and I started a job in June as a financial analyst. Mm-hmm. And I found out pretty quickly I do not like my job. I mean, I've had more bad days than good days.
Oh.
And I dread going to work, and I don't have the time or money for my true passions. So I've been told that I should wait and stay in this position for a year because I'm a recent graduate and I need to build my resume. But I don't know if I should. If I'm this miserable,
no.
Do I listen to that advice or not?
No, it's terrible advice. Whoever gave you that advice is just scared. They're a scared person, and that advice is based on fear. That if you somehow acknowledge the fact that you're miserable every day and go to do something else, that's a stain on who you are. Does that make any sense when you hear it said that way?
No.
Of course not. It's nonsense.
Okay.
The bigger issue is you said you don't have the time or money to do what you're really passionate about, so I want to know what that is. What is this thing you want to do?
Truthfully, I've been an equestrian ever since I was a young girl.
Wow.
And I realized that to compete at the level that I was before, I need a job that actually makes some money so I can afford it.
Great. How much?
It was about $20,000 a year alone just for horses and upkeep and competitions and everything.
Okay, so let's play this out. Based on you're right out of college, so I know you're still figuring some of this out, but you're single right now. And so we're talking about, let's just go basic here. At Ramsey Solutions, we talk about, we help people when they're in financial crisis or they're just trying to get stable. And in your case, it's kind of like, all right, let's just set a path forward. So we look at, okay, let's look at the basics. The basics of the budget are your four walls, right? So shelter. So that's rent for you right now. You don't need to buy a house. You're young. You got plenty of time. So we got rent, right? And then we got the utilities associated with, right, lights and water and electric, all the nine yards, right? And so we got utilities. And then we have food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then transportation. Those are your four basics, right? To stay alive and to be able to function. So then you start working it out from there, your grocery budget. Again, you're single. It shouldn't be a lot of money. I don't know if you have any debt, but we would throw debt into this and use the Ramsey Solutions debt snowball. Right. And let's go. We're going to go. Baby step one is get $1,000 in the bank for an emergency fund.
I've got that.
You got that. How much debt do you have?
Yes. I don't have any debt.
Oh, this is unbelievably awesome. Okay. So here's the deal. Let's get a different job and then let's build up the emergency fund. So let's get 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. I think for a single gal like you, talented, 3 months is fine, but that's up to you.
I've got my emergency fund for 6 months.
Oh my gosh, you're making this easier and easier. So here we go. Let's just go get a different day job right now. It's actually not the dream job, but it's a day job that, let's just say, you've heard my show enough to call me, Talent, Passion, Mission is a dream job. It's the sweet spot, if you will. You don't have to have that for a day job. I'm fine with you just going talent only. As long as the culture doesn't suck and you aren't doing work that just sucks the life out of you. You don't have to love it, but if it's enjoyable and it's talent only, great, especially if it's a better paying job. Here's why. We're going to take a different day job that's not miserable like the one you're in, and then we begin to save up the money. We've already got we have no debt. We've got a great emergency fund, and you can save 15%, you know, of your income in this day job, and you can still fund the equestrian work. I would absolutely just change jobs and do something that doesn't suck the life out of you.
All right.
And by the way, your mindset will also change with a fresh start. Your mindset needs to be, I don't have to absolutely be out of my mind in love with this work because my dream is kind of, it's like a side hustle right now. And if for some reason you eventually parlayed competing as an equestrian in that sport or whatever, and you parlayed that into a different dream job to where you're working with those horses or training or whatever, awesome. But you're actually set. I'm giving you permission to leave. Here's why. Nobody cares if you leave a job after 6 months if you've got a good story with it. But if they see on your resume that you change jobs every 3 months, then you look flaky. But that's not going to be you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have nothing to be afraid of.
All right.
So let's go get the best paying job possible that you can enjoy and save up the money, and let's start funding that equestrian stuff. That's awesome.
Great. All right. And so if I've done your career assessment, I found my talents were discernment, instruction, justice, with passions of leading, advocating, promoting, with my mission of influence. And I've looked into financial advising a little bit, and I know it's commissions based. And so, again, a lot of people have told me to steer clear of it because of commissions and kind of the uncertainty. But if I think it's a role that I would enjoy, because I love personal finance, I'm a huge Dave Ramsey fan.
Yep.
Is that something that I should look into?
Yeah, that would be a sweet spot job.
Okay.
It's not the dream job, but you would be in your sweet spot based on that purpose statement. Because if you go back and read that purpose statement, as you just read it out loud to me, there's no question in my mind when I see someone that scores as influence as the highest of the six missional drivers, results that matter to us on the assessment, influence is all about people. And it aligns beautifully with what you want to do. You want to influence change. You want to influence dreams through personal finance. I love it. It matches up perfectly with your purpose sentence.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so proud of you. This is exciting. See, that now, let me tell you what happens here. It is possible that you may have two dream jobs on your hands before it's all said and done. You're leaving the office fulfilled, and then you're heading and hopping on the horses and doing that, and you're fulfilled. So this is really exciting. It's not an either or. I think it's a both and. And I'm really, really excited to see what you do with your life. Proud of you.
Great.
Yeah. Go, Rachel. Yeah, you're awesome. That's fantastic. We get more of those calls than you might realize, where someone feels like they have to choose. And as we begin to hear their story, it becomes very apparent to me as I'm just listening. I'm the objective. Just think of me, folks, as your bartender, except I'm not sliding a beverage across the desk. And I'm just listening and asking questions. And I hear somebody's heart get excited about two things. And this has happened many times on the show. And I'll just say to them, I'll go, you know, there's a way where you can actually do both of these. And they go, what? Are you serious, Ken? I thought it may be true, but I didn't know. Yes. Go. Be who you were created to be. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Olivia, who joins us now in the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Olivia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Olivia. What are you doing?
So I currently am a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. and I'm looking to go back to work. And the main job that I eventually want to do is I want to be a counselor in a private practice with a biblical type. And I also like for basically bringing people to Christ and helping them, you know, guide them into a relationship and guide them into healing.
Yeah. So are you qualified to do that now?
I have a bachelor's and a master's in social work. So I am qualified. However, I did seek advice because I've done your assessment and I actually redid my complete resume with your templates.
Good.
And I spoke to someone who's been doing this for 30 plus years.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually a spot where I would be able to do that. So my next step is he wants me to get referrals from a church. So what I wanted to do now is like get moving, working in a church so I can do that.
Okay. So the step is you think the best step, or excuse me, the best path is get employed by a church.
Yes.
Okay. And then apply for the counseling position.
Right.
How long do you have to be at the church?
So that would, I'm thinking probably a year.
Okay.
The big thing is I'm trying to, because my daughter, she's about 2, so I'm also trying to get her in there somehow too. You know, and benefits is a huge thing with us too.
Sure.
Because we've got some debt and, you know, we're trying to get rid of that. And
good.
And the question I had for you about the templates, because I completed the resume.
Okay.
So to make it to one page, I'm having a little bit of an issue with that because for me, it looks like there'll be gap in employment if I try to do that. And then I'm not sure if that looks worse that way.
It doesn't. And then, I'm going to tell you why. All right, so you're gonna have to have some faith in this process because let's start with my overall philosophy about resumes, which is mm-hmm. that resumes are worthless without a relationship.
Okay.
So if you're gonna be applying at churches, you go mm-hmm. to a church, right?
Yeah.
So whether you're applying at your church or another church, you're gonna figure out in your community, the greater Chicago area, who do you know? Mm-hmm. That knows somebody that's on staff at these churches. So if let's say that, let's just for example purposes, you found 5 positions and mm-hmm. at 5 different churches in the greater Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would want to do is go, okay, who do I know on staff over there? If the answer is nobody, then we go, who do I know that knows somebody there? All right.
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. because what's going to happen is you want to get to a point where you, when you submit your resume, there is somebody on that staff who's heard amazing things about you, and they take your resume into that hiring manager as well. And they say,
okay.
I've heard great things about Olivia. This is how I know Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I want you to do, and it can be done. But on the resume itself, the reason I want mm-hmm. you to make it one page is because the data shows us that hiring managers spend about 7.4 seconds looking at a resume. It's not a biography. It's a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to put the most relevant stuff. So let's say you're applying for an administrative assistant position. I'm just making this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to everything so I can get plugged in and then.
Well, but you can't. I know you're open to everything, but when you submit a resume, it better be catered to the position that you're actually applying for.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put in relevant experience only. Now, the reason that actually works for you, a mom who's been out of the workforce a while, is because it doesn't matter about work gaps. So if they go, well, are there employment gaps? You go, no, there's, I could give you way more information. I just put my relevant work experience in. If you need more mm-hmm. of my work experience, I can give you that. But I subscribe to a guy and he says, put it on one page because I wanted to give you the most relevant information. So you cut because one page is all you need. If they want more, and they like you and they're interested in you, which they will be if you do it the way I just told you, then they'll ask for more information. So don't worry about gaps, because the way my resume template's laid out, it's not about gaps. It's about relevant work. And that's what matters. You got this, Olivia. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear so they can get qualified. We help men and women get connected so they can get started. We help men and women get promoted so they can get the dream job, to be able to give themselves away, to work and live on purpose. It is possible to make money and experience meaning at work. It really is. 844-747-2577. You know, it's always freezing cold in these studios. I mean, it's so cold that I could hang meat in here. And nobody understands it until I walk out and shake hands with people. And then I always have to apologize because my digits are frozen.
That's my fault today. I'm sorry.
Did you turn it down,
Amanda? I did. I'm sorry.
My goodness. Well, here's the deal. It hit me because I'm wearing a hoodie today. I'm wearing a Bethel Tech hoodie, longtime partner of the Ken Coleman Show. We have almost 50 people from our audience. There's a lot that have signed up for their 9-month program, less than $15,000. You go from zero experience to qualified for great tech jobs. You ready for this? Making $75,000 or more and on your way to six figures. So they sent me a great sweatshirt and it says, "You belong in tech." Now, here's the deal. I don't belong in tech, but I'm wearing the sweatshirt that says, "You belong in tech," because I love Bethel Tech. But you don't want me in tech. You feel what I'm saying, Alex? I belong right here. No tech. Joe does the tech. He turns the mic on. He turns it off. I barely am allowed to touch the buttons, which bring people on the air. So let's go. George is in San Francisco, California. George, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, my man. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
We actually come from a similar professional background before you're doing what you're doing. What you're doing in Virginia. I've listened to you that much to know that.
Okay.
So I'm an evening law school student entering my final year. I work full time as well. I'm married, debt free on 3B.
Yeah.
Looking at next steps. I'm balancing essentially current opportunities in California that are, pretty good. Versus my desire to leave the state. And, with the bar exam, it's a little bit more difficult, obviously, than, normal employment to just kind of pick up, leave, try it out. So I just wanted your opinion on balancing, current opportunities within California that are good versus my desire to kind of start a family with my wife in the next couple of years out of here.
Well, let's just play this out. This is really simple. You have a desire to leave California. I could spend an entire show probably talking all the reasons why you want to leave California. We got people coming to Tennessee from California like crazy. I get it. But it's almost like you're going, I've got good opportunities in California versus I just got to get out of California and put down roots somewhere else, but I'm not going to have any good opportunities there. And it just doesn't square. And I know you're not saying that, but that's essentially what you're saying. So, you're getting out of law school when?
May.
Well, why can't you decide, hey, we're going to go here, somewhere else in the United States, and we go, all right, we're going to make that move. We're going to do whatever we got to do, and I'm going to pass the bar, and then I'm going to be a very attractive candidate and be able to practice law where we want to put down roots. What am I missing?
I guess... kind of putting the cart before the horse. It's hard to pick up and move without, a committed opportunity. And I have been utilizing proximity principles to, get me networked and have that process started. But I guess it's just a little intimidating to, commit to another state's bar and move without something definite and certain.
You have to forgive me because I may be missing something here. You get out of school in May. And let's say you start looking for things, and I'm just making this up. And let's say that there's a firm in Tennessee that you're interested in, and they get interested in you. Well, so they offer you a gig, and you go take it. Then you have to pass the bar in Tennessee. What am I missing? Isn't that what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, essentially. But it's just, I guess it's hard to, it's hard to get traction as an out-of-state candidate when there are other in-state candidates that, are committed to taking, that state's bar.
Okay. So, okay. It does. So now we're back to, and by the way, you're educating me, so you'll have to be patient with me. You're going to have to then commit to go, okay, I'm going to get out of law school and we're going to go move to this state, and I'm going to lock in, and I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get something. I'm going to do something. So you've got to commit somewhere, because here's what happens. If you take some great job opportunities in California, can you stay there for a year or two, or are you going to be miserable? That
definitely
to me,
stay here a year or two, yeah.
Okay, then I think you do that. If what I'm hearing you say is it will be easier for me to transition from an actual job in California, as opposed to I got to go and lock in and then try to earn my way in. Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Well, then, yeah, as long as you're not miserable, you're not like wanting to pull your hair out, and it's affecting your quality of life, your relationship, then yes, I would take the really good opportunity in California, put in a year, but I'd be looking the whole time. I don't think you have to stay there for 2 years. I don't think there's there's no certain amount of time you have to stay. I think if you get hired, you're a hot shot, you get a great job in California, and then you start connecting and you make some connections in another firm and Oklahoma says, we want you and you want to go, then go. Yeah. So yes, now that I understand all the nuances, I think it just comes down to where you want to suffer. and listen, I laugh because I was like, I know how that sounds to him, but let me explain that a little bit more. I don't mean like, you know, misery suffer, but you're not thrilled about staying in California another year or two. Let's be honest.
No.
All right. So what I mean by suffering is whatever the negatives are associated with that versus the negatives of uprooting, going to Tennessee or Oklahoma or wherever, right? And then going that path, it depends which of those you're most willing to suffer through. I think that's our choice. And so it's really not my advice here. I don't think there's a wrong decision.
Yeah, no, that's I think the problem.
Yeah, but here's the deal. So can we just say this? I've been reading this book. I think it's called The Secrets of the Mind. I read so many books. I got about 8 books going at once. So you folks have to forgive me. I'm going to talk about it on the show soon. But anyway, here's the point. It's co-written by a physicist, and they did some research, and they put heart monitors on world-class chess players during these are master chess players, okay? And George, you got to hear this. They put heart monitors on these players, and they looked at the data when it spiked. They were monitoring when their heart rate quickened, when it spiked. And every time before they made a bad move, an incorrect move that ended up penalizing them, their heart rate spiked. Now, that's fascinating enough, right? You kind of go, well, what's going on there? Their body was trying to tell them that it was a bad move. We as humans, we say things like, well, come on, George, just trust your gut. And you go, is that really a thing? So I'm going to put you to the test, George. Is trusting your gut a mythical thing that we say, or is it really a thing? Should we trust our gut? What do you think?
Definitely trust your gut.
Absolutely. And the research says it. Here's why. That study, that particular test proved it. These guys and gals are master chess players. It's all about thinking. Logic, 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 logic. And sometimes we separate logic from the gut. And what the study came to say was the logic, their brains had told them it was a bad move, right? But they got kind of inside their own brain, and they're like, well, I don't know, I don't know. And then their body went, you're not listening to the brain. Stop. And the heart was racing. And here was their finding. Had they listened to their heart, they would have avoided a bad decision. That's a really long-winded way for me, because I'm trying to teach the audience, not just you, George, that here you've got two decisions. Neither one of them is a bad decision, but one of them's better than the other. You need to listen to your heart. Do you hear me?
Yep. Nope. Good advice.
There it is, my man. You're a good dude. Man, the best is yet to be, George. Go, go, go. All right, folks, that music means my time is almost up. But before I let you go, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.